Happy New Year's Eve, everyone.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Wow, 2024.
Yeah.
What a year for AI.
It really was.
I mean, just incredible, from those text generators, like I'm still blown away by those.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
to AI that can practically compose entire symphonies.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Really is.
So as we're kind of standing here.
Yeah.
On the edge of a new year.
Yeah.
A new AI year, 2025. We thought, what better way to celebrate than by taking a look forward.
Yeah.
And doing a deep dive into 15 trends that experts are predicting.
Absolutely.
Really shape the AI landscape.
Yeah. Think of this as your like cheat sheet.
Ooh.
I like for AI in 2025.
Your AI cheat sheet.
Your cheat sheet. So you can not only understand these trends, but actually apply that knowledge.
So you can use it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's jump right in.
Yeah.
The first trend we want to talk about is something that's already starting to feel pretty familiar. It's pervasive AI integration.
Yeah, this is the idea that AI is becoming so, I guess, embedded in our lives that we don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, think about smart homes, personalized recommendations, you know, monitoring your health.
Yeah.
AI is quietly working behind the scenes, optimizing, personalizing all of our experiences.
It's like AI is becoming the invisible conductor of our digital lives.
Yeah.
But does this constant optimization, you know, does it come at a cost?
That's a good question.
Are we sacrificing privacy or autonomy for the sake of convenience?
Right. Are we giving up too much control?
Yeah. Are we letting algorithms make all of our decisions for us?
It's a crucial question. You know, it's one thing to appreciate AI's ability to streamline our lives.
Sure.
But it's another to blindly hand over control.
Right.
You know, I think the key here is balance.
Balance.
Leveraging AI's power, but also retaining our agency.
Our human agency.
Yes, as human beings.
Okay, so it's less about, like, the robots taking over.
Right.
And more about us figuring out how to integrate AI in a way that actually benefits us.
Exactly.
Without having to compromise our values.
Exactly. You said it perfectly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
The sweet spot.
Where AI enhances our capabilities.
Yeah.
Empowers us to make better choices.
Better choices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's move on to a trend that has everybody buzzing and I think is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Generative AI.
Oh, this is where things start to feel really futuristic.
Yeah.
I mean, generative AI has just exploded in the past year.
It has.
We're seeing these AI models create these incredibly realistic images.
I know.
Different kinds of creative text formats, even composing music that's like almost indistinguishable from human created pieces.
It's both exhilarating and a little unsettling.
A little bit.
Like on the one hand, it's like, wow, we're unlocking this incredible creative potential.
Yes.
But then on the other hand, I can't help but think about what this means for artists, writers, musicians.
Right. Are they going to be replaced?
Will human creativity become obsolete?
That's a valid concern and one that we need to think about as these technologies become more powerful. But, you know, it's also important to remember that technology has always disrupted creative fields.
That's true.
Like the printing press, the camera, the synthesizer.
Yeah.
Each of those innovations was met with fear and skepticism at first.
Of course.
But ultimately, they expanded the possibilities for human expression.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So instead of fearing AI, maybe we should view it as a new tool.
Yeah.
A collaborator that can help us push the boundaries of what's possible in art, music, and writing.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human creativity. It's about augmenting it.
Augmenting it.
Yeah, creating new forms of expression that we can't even imagine yet.
That's a much more optimistic way to look at it.
I
like it. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about an area where AI has the potential to make a really profound impact, and that's healthcare.
Healthcare. Yeah.
AI is already transforming healthcare in some pretty remarkable ways.
It is, yeah.
Everything from diagnosing diseases earlier and more accurately to personalizing treatment plans based on individual genetic makeup.
It's amazing.
It really is. AI is helping us move towards a future of more effective and accessible healthcare.
Yeah.
And I've even heard about things like AI-powered surgical robots.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual nurses that can monitor patients remotely.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. It's like something out of Star Trek.
Yeah.
But what about the human side of healthcare?
Right.
Will doctors and nurses be replaced by algorithms?
I think that's a question a lot of people are asking.
Sure.
And I think it's important to remember that healthcare is, at its core, a very human profession.
Yeah.
It's about empathy, compassion,
yeah,
connecting with patients on a personal level.
Right.
Those are things that, at least for now, AI can't replicate.
So you're saying that AI won't replace doctors and nurses?
Right.
But it will enhance their ability to provide better care.
Exactly. Think of AI as a tool.
Okay.
A powerful tool.
In the healthcare professional's toolkit.
Exactly.
It can help them analyze massive amounts of data, provide insights.
Yes.
That humans might miss.
Right.
Allowing doctors and nurses to focus on what they do best, providing that compassionate, personalized care.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So it's about using AI to improve healthcare, not replace that human element.
Exactly.
All right, I like that. Let's talk about another area where AI is making waves, and that's education.
Education, yes. Mm-hmm. AI has the potential to totally change how we learn and teach.
Yeah.
Think about personalized learning platforms that adapt to each student's needs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Providing tailored lessons and feedback.
Wow.
In real time.
That would be amazing.
It would be.
No more one-size-fits-all curriculum.
Right.
Or trying to keep up in a classroom setting that maybe doesn't really work for your learning style.
Exactly.
But what about the role of teachers
in
all this?
Right.
Will AI make teachers obsolete?
A lot of people are concerned about that.
Yeah.
But just like in healthcare, I think AI's role is to augment, not replace.
Okay.
Teachers will always be essential for providing guidance, mentorship, fostering a love of learning.
So it's about finding the right balance again.
Balance.
Between technology and that human interaction.
That's it.
So the ideal situation is one where AI tools empower teachers to do what they do best.
Yeah.
Inspire, motivate, and guide students.
Exactly.
So AI might handle things like grading, providing that personalized feedback,
mm-hmm.
or even creating customized learning plans.
Yeah.
Freeing up teachers to focus on building relationships.
Yes.
And fostering creativity.
I love that.
In the classroom.
That's a great way to put it.
That sounds like a win-win for both teachers and students.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So let's move on to a topic that's probably on everyone's mind these days.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Can AI help us solve this global crisis?
Well, it's definitely emerging as a powerful tool in the fight against climate change.
Really?
So, for example, we're seeing AI used to optimize energy grids, predict and mitigate the effects of natural disasters, and develop new materials and technologies for a more sustainable future.
So it's like having a super intelligent climate advisor.
Kind of, yeah.
But, I mean, some might say the technology is part of the problem.
That's true.
Contributing to pollution, resource depletion.
Right.
So how do we reconcile that with this idea of AI being a solution?
I think it's true that technology has played a role in the climate crisis, but it can also be a really powerful force for positive change.
Okay.
AI can help us understand this complex interplay of factors driving climate change, identify the most effective interventions, and accelerate the development of clean energy solutions.
So it's not about like demonizing technology.
Yeah.
It's about using it strategically and responsibly address this challenge.
It's about harnessing the power of AI to create a more sustainable future.
Okay. For generations to come.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, let's talk about a trend that I think is becoming increasingly important as AI becomes more powerful, and that is ethical AI and regulation.
This is crucial. As AI systems become more sophisticated and integrated into our lives, we need to make sure they are developed and deployed responsibly.
Responsibly.
That means addressing things like bias in algorithms.
Oh, yeah.
Protecting privacy.
Yes.
Ensuring that AI is used for good.
Good.
Not for harm.
So I've heard stories about AI systems, you know, perpetuating existing biases.
Yes.
Or making decisions that have like unintended consequences.
Yes.
How do we prevent that?
Well, it starts with awareness and proactive measures.
Okay.
Developers need to be mindful of potential biases
right.
in their data sets and algorithms.
Sure.
We need robust regulations and ethical frameworks
right.
to guide the development and deployment of these AI systems.
So it's not enough to just focus on the technical aspects of AI.
Right.
We need to think about the societal and ethical implications as well.
Absolutely. We need to make sure that AI aligns with our values and serves humanity.
Not the other way around.
That's right.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about something maybe a little bit more lighthearted. Autonomous systems.
Autonomous systems.
They're becoming increasingly prevalent in our world.
They are.
From self-driving cars to delivery drones, even robots that are working in warehouses and factories.
It's amazing.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
Just kidding. Seriously, what impact will all this have on jobs
and the economy?
That's a question that comes up all the time.
Yeah.
And it's true that some jobs will be displaced as automation becomes more widespread.
Right.
But history shows us that technological advancements also create new opportunities and new industries.
It's not necessarily a zero-sum game.
Right. The key is to anticipate these changes.
Okay.
Invest in education and training.
And make sure workers have the skills they need to thrive in this new landscape.
Speaking of evolving, let's talk about AI in financial systems.
Yeah.
How is AI changing the way that we manage our money?
Well, AI is revolutionizing the financial industry in many ways.
Okay.
We're seeing AI-powered robo-advisors.
Oh, yeah.
Providing personalized investment advice.
Oops.
Algorithms detecting fraud in real time.
Wow.
Even AI systems that help banks make more informed lending decisions.
So AI is making finance more efficient.
Yes.
Personalized and secure.
Absolutely.
But it's also important to make sure that these systems are transparent,
yes,
accountable, and fair.
It's crucial.
We don't want algorithms making biased decisions that could actually harm individuals or destabilize the economy.
That's right.
Okay, let's move on to a trend that I find particularly exciting.
Okay.
And that's enhanced natural language processing.
NLP, yes.
NLP, exactly.
It's all about enabling computers to understand and communicate with humans.
Yeah.
Using natural language.
That's interesting.
And we've seen so many advancements in this field.
Oh, yeah.
With AI systems becoming really good at things like translation, text summarization.
Yeah.
Even creative writing.
I've been playing around with some of those AI writing tools.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty impressed.
They're amazing.
They are.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for NLP?
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
We can expect to see even more seamless and natural interactions between humans and computers.
Okay.
Imagine real-time translation,
wow,
breaking down language barriers,
yeah,
virtual assistants that understand us and respond to our needs
in
a really human-like way.
Human-like.
And AI tools
that
help us communicate more effectively.
So effectively and efficiently.
Yes.
Okay, that would be incredible.
It would.
Okay, let's talk about another trend that I think is pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and that's AI-powered creativity in science.
Oh, yeah.
So AI isn't just for artists anymore.
That's right.
It's also becoming a really valuable tool for scientists.
Absolutely.
We're seeing AI being used to analyze huge data sets.
Yeah.
Identify patterns
that
maybe humans might miss.
Right.
Even generate hypotheses.
Oh, yeah.
For new experiments.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So it's almost like a super-powered research assistant.
Yeah.
Helping scientists make breakthroughs.
Yes.
In fields like medicine.
Yes.
Materials, science.
Uh-huh.
And even, you know,
our understanding of the universe.
Our understanding of the universe.
Exactly.
It's amazing to think about what we could discover.
I know.
With AI as our partner.
It's mind-blowing.
And scientific exploration.
It really is.
It is. It is. It is. Okay, let's talk about a trend that I think is really important and close to my heart. AI for social good.
This is about using AI to address some of the world's most pressing problems.
The big problems.
The big problems.
Hmm?
Poverty, hunger, disease, climate change.
Yeah, it's heartening to see AI being used to have a positive impact on the world.
It is. It is.
Can you give me some examples of how AI is being used for social good?
Yeah, so we're seeing it being used to optimize food distribution, predict and prevent outbreaks of disease.
That's amazing.
Provide personalized education to underserved communities.
Wow.
And even develop new solutions to combat climate change.
That's incredible.
It is.
It's a reminder that technology can be a powerful force for good.
Yes.
When it's used with intention and purpose.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on to a trend that is blurring the lines
between
the digital and physical worlds.
That's right.
Fusion of AI and IoT.
The Internet of Things.
The Internet of Things.
So the Internet of Things refers to this network of devices.
Right.
Vehicles, appliances that are connected to the Internet.
Okay.
Collecting and exchanging data.
So when you combine the power of AI
with
all that data.
With the vast amounts of data.
Being generated by these IoT devices. You create a world of possibilities.
That's amazing.
For efficiency, convenience, and even personalization.
That's right.
So we're talking about a world where our homes, our cities, even our clothes are smart and responsive to our needs.
That's right.
What does that look like in practice?
So imagine a smart home
that
anticipates your needs.
Okay.
Adjusting the temperature, the lighting, the music, all to your preferences.
I like that.
Yeah, or cities that use AI to optimize traffic flow, reduce congestion, improve public safety.
That's amazing.
And even AI-powered clothing that monitors your health and adjusts to the environment.
That is a lot of smartness.
It is.
But all of this connectivity
also
raises concerns about data privacy and security.
That's a big one.
It is a big one.
As our world becomes more interconnected, it's so important to prioritize data security and privacy.
Right.
We need strong regulations and ethical guidelines to make sure these technologies are used responsibly and our data is protected.
Okay, let's move on to a trend that's still kind of in its early stages, but has the potential to really revolutionize a lot of industries, and that's quantum AI breakthroughs.
Yes.
So quantum computing is this new type of computing that harnesses these principles of quantum mechanics to solve problems that are just too complex.
Too complex.
For a regular computer.
For classical computers, right?
For classical computers.
Yes.
When you combine the power of quantum computing with AI, it opens up this whole realm of possibility.
A whole new world.
For solving some of humanity's most challenging problems.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
This is where things get really mind-bending.
Yes.
Can you give me a sense of what kinds of problems quantum AI might be able to solve?
Well, it could revolutionize fields like drug discovery, materials, science, financial modeling.
Wow.
Help us develop new cures for diseases.
Okay.
Create more efficient and sustainable energy sources.
Wow.
Maybe even unlock the secrets of the universe.
Unlock the secrets of the universe.
Who knows?
It sounds like we're really on the verge of a technological leap that could fundamentally change our world.
I think so.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about a trend that has the potential to democratize access to AI.
Okay.
And that's decentralized AI.
Yeah. This is about shifting the power dynamics in the AI landscape, moving away from the centralized control by big tech.
Oh, interesting.
Towards a more distributed and accessible approach.
So instead of a few powerful entities controlling AI, we could have this more open and collaborative ecosystem.
Yes.
Where everybody has a chance to participate.
Exactly.
And benefit.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
Can you give me some concrete examples of what a decentralized AI ecosystem might actually look like?
Yeah, we might see these peer-to-peer AI marketplaces where developers share and collaborate on algorithms, data sets, AI models.
Yeah.
We could have platforms that are governed by communities, ensuring that these technologies are used for the benefit of all.
For the benefit of all.
Not just a select few.
I like that.
Yes.
This sounds like a really exciting vision of the future of AI.
It is.
One that prioritizes accessibility.
Yes.
Collaboration, ethical development.
Absolutely.
It's about ensuring that AI benefits humanity as a whole.
That's right.
Not just a privileged few.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
Me too.
All right. So there you have it.
There you have it.
15 AI trends that are poised to really reshape our world in 2025.
It's an exciting time.
It's an exciting time. From the everyday integration of AI into our lives to these mind-boggling potential quantum breakthroughs.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot to process.
It is.
It really is.
But it's a lot to process.
It is a lot to process.
It's clear that AI is not some futuristic concept anymore. It's really a reality that's rapidly transforming our lives.
It is. It is.
And understanding these trends is key.
It's key.
To navigating this new landscape.
Exactly. This isn't just about, you know, trying to keep up with all the latest tech jargon.
Right.
This is about understanding how these trends are going to impact our work.
Yes.
Our relationships, our society as a whole.
Our everyday lives.
Our everyday lives.
And, you know, what I find fascinating
is
how interconnected all of these trends are.
Yeah.
For example, you know, the ethical considerations surrounding AI.
Yeah.
They're kind of amplified by the rise of generative AI and the fusion of AI with the Internet of Things.
It's like each trend is a thread.
Yeah.
And when they're all woven together, they create this really complex and dynamic tapestry that represents the future of AI.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Thank you.
And that tapestry is constantly evolving. It is the trends we've talked about today are really just a snapshot of what's happening right now.
Right.
The AI landscape is so dynamic.
It is.
That new trends and innovations are likely to emerge throughout 2025.
Absolutely, which makes this deep dive even more valuable.
I agree.
It's like we're giving our listeners the tools and the insights they need to not just observe this AI revolution, but to actively participate in shaping it.
Exactly. Empowering individuals to be informed, engaged, critically thinking citizens in this new AI-powered world.
You know, out of all the trends that we've talked about today, what stands out to you the most? What are you personally most excited about? Or maybe even a little apprehensive about?
You know, I think the trend that really captures my imagination is decentralized AI.
Oh, interesting.
This idea that we can create a more equitable and accessible AI ecosystem where power is distributed rather than concentrated in the hands of a few.
Yeah.
It's incredibly inspiring.
It is inspiring.
It really is.
I agree. It's this vision of AI that aligns with our values, you know, democratization, transparency, collaboration. But I also kind of share your sense of caution.
Yeah.
Shifting from this centralized to a decentralized AI landscape.
Yes.
It's a massive undertaking.
It is.
I mean, there are technical challenges, governance issues, even philosophical questions about how to make sure that this decentralized system stays ethical.
And responsible.
And responsible.
Right.
And while there's a lot of enthusiasm for decentralized AI.
There is.
There's also a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Some experts say that a decentralized system could be more vulnerable to malicious actors.
Yeah.
Or that it might be hard to reach the same level of efficiency and coordination that you get with a centralized system.
That's a valid concern.
It is a valid concern. So as with any new technology, there are both potential benefits and risks.
Of course.
To consider.
Yeah.
And it's through these, you know, open and honest conversations like this one.
Like we're having.
That we can start to navigate these complexities.
Absolutely.
And make some informed decisions.
Informed decisions, yeah.
About the future of AI.
It's through dialogue, debate, critical thinking that we can really shape the AI landscape in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Well said. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
It has been.
We've covered so much
from
the practical implications of AI in our daily lives to these philosophical questions about the role of AI in society.
Absolutely. It's been a really fascinating journey.
It has.
Through the present and future of AI.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners feel as energized and inspired as I do.
I'm sure they do.
I hope so.
But before we wrap things up, I want to hear from our listeners.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on these trends?
Yeah.
What excites you?
What concerns you?
Yeah. We're going to continue to explore these trends and more throughout 2025.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned for more deep dives.
Our deep dive.
Expert insights and thought-provoking discussions.
That's what we do.
Wow. It's been an amazing journey, really.
It has not.
Exploring these 15 AI trends with you.
Yeah.
As we stand here, I guess, at the very beginning of 2025.
Yeah.
I'm filled with a sense of anticipation, but also, I gotta admit, a little bit of trepidation.
I think that's understandable.
It is.
The future of AI is full of a lot of unknowns.
Right.
And I think that can be exciting and daunting at the same time.
Exciting and daunting,
yeah.
But that's what makes it so important to stay informed, engage in these conversations.
Engage these discussions.
Yeah, think critically about the role that we want AI to play in our lives.
It's not about being passive observers in this AI revolution.
Right.
It's about shaping it.
Shaping it.
It's about making choices that are aligned with our values.
Yeah.
And making sure that AI benefits everybody.
Benefits humanity.
Yes.
So to our listeners, as you ring in this new AI year, we want to leave you with this.
Okay.
What kind of future do you want to build with AI? What excites you the most about the possibilities?
Yeah. What are you looking forward to?
What concerns do you have?
Yeah.
And what role will you play
in
shaping this extraordinary technology?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. And we encourage you to explore these questions.
Yes.
To talk about AI with your friends.
With your family.
Your family, your colleagues.
Your colleagues, yeah.
Stay curious.
Absolutely.
About this ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence.
Yes, it's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time, and we'll be right here with you.
We will.
Diving deep into the latest trends.
Exploring the ethical implications.
Bringing you expert insights.
All year long.
Throughout 2025.
We'll be here.
The AI journey is just beginning.
It is.
And it's a journey we're all taking together.
We are.
So from both of us.
Yes.
Here at the Deep Dive.
Happy New Year.
We wish you a very happy new AI year.
Yes.
May 2025 be filled with innovation.
With discovery.
Discovery and a future.
Yeah.
Where AI empowers us to create a better world.
Better world for everyone.
For everyone.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
On this incredible adventure.